You are now listening to Codebreakers with Monotone.
You are now listening to Codebreakers with Monotone.
I'm only gonna two-track this twice. So if I mess up, I mess up. And I'm gonna keep going. And then I'm gonna post this live for you guys. Thank you for checking out our site. Live radio, 24/7, as soon as you hit the page. And I'm about to go in hard in the paint like I'm Kevin McHale. Body him up, check it, yo. No matter what the words were be, I'm not the type to show mercy. I Kanye a stage for controversy like Gold Dirty. I'm Grammy worthy to rock your functions, add my punches, hit you where you hacks do luncheons. Megatron, transform the gun form to dump me's up to something. You can't put your fingers on it. I wanna wild out, have a fight like Springer on it. Go to war with nothing necessarily with meaning on it. Now I see how Illuminati feels from one motion to my chin. I could have your wig peeled back, semi-automatic on a track like a gun clap. Ripped through your conclave with sound wave rap that's reminiscent of Hiroshima bombs on D-Day. The black smoke monster from Lost with Sea Spray. The John Locke off the dock shock with stingrays. Hip-hop quotable for every single word I say. When it comes to Nick Paddywhack, you're that kid. But when it comes to Rick Ravishing, I'm that dude. Butterflies, stomach aches, you're that kid. Ice cold water veins, son, I'm that dude. When it comes to Nick Paddywhack, you're that kid. But when it comes to Rick Ravishing, I'm that dude. Butterflies, stomach aches, you're that kid. Ice cold water veins, son, I'm that dude. I'm back for more, tracking like LeBron can score. Taking off hover plane over all I saw. Miss me? Not really. You don't wanna see that in this land of the lost. I'm the one boss in sleet slash click clack Under Armour weather material. When it spoke off my tongue, it's venereal. Bark if you can. I took the collars off and traced the cereals. Your couscous, my dude, you lack material. My military has a continent general dressed up in show fatigues. We imperials, you know, eggs and grits, but skip the bacon. That's the problem with you cats. You don't know when to say when. Keep feeding me quarters, I'll kill you when the game's in. Skip town like Elton and leave you Chris Kamen. Leave Sacramento via trade and get famous. Parades and rings, you know where Ron's game is. Clothesline mic'd up, they hanging on this language. I chuck Method Man CDs to bring the pain with. You kiddies are done, nothing more than carry on. Soft and feminine like every movie Tyler Perry's on. Except for Alex Cross, of course, but you know, that's how we do it. When it comes to Nick Paddywhack, you're that kid. But when it comes to Rick Ravishing, I'm that dude. Butterflies, stomach aches, you're that kid. Ice cold water veins, son, I'm that dude. I'm that dude. When the pressure rises up, keep my stare stone cold. Show no signs of giving up, I'm that dude. When the pressure rises up, keep my stare stone cold. Show no signs of giving up. Exclusives. HDM Radio, Monotone, aka Mr. Weaver, yours truly. What's good, everybody? It's your man Monotone, holding it down for HDM Highlands Digital Media. And of course, it must be Monday night. It has to be around 8 o'clock because it's time for the next edition of Codebreakers, hosted by yours truly, Monotone, as I said before. And in today's episode, we're going to get back to doing things the right way. We're going to get back to the content of what my show is actually about, deciphering and breaking down these lyrics into minuscule pieces and trying to find if there's any type of coding behind the language being used. Because at the end of the day, I'm a lyricist. I like lyrics over the, I like lyrics over just rapping and entertainment. I like bars. I like bar mitzvahs, you know, barkevious type, you know, tracks. I like a media. I like to be able to, I want to go back in time where we used to press rewind on the tape deck to hear what was said. That's where I'm at with this. So We're gonna do that today. The song that I picked for today is Nas's It Ain't Hard to Tell, because in my opinion, this might go down as one of the greatest songs in hip-hop history. And if you don't know anything about this song after today, you should know a lot about it. So before I throw you over to a couple of selections of music here, I want to take the time to do a couple of house cleaning items here. So our website is hhsdm.com. Once again, that's www.hhsdm.com. 24/7 live radio every day, all day. If it's down, it's a server issue. We try to fix it as quick as possible, but it's always there for you. We have a lot of stories, audio, video, archived podcasts. So please go by and check it out. Student created. It's for you guys out there that's listening. So please take the time to check out our website. And like I said before, the minute you go to that site, hhsdm.com, you are immediately connected to our live internet radio stream. Now, keep in mind that it's not really working for the smartphones of the world right now. So we're doing some things to try to fix that. And I will also talk about a couple of applications that you can actually get for free in your app stores that will allow you to at least take a listen to our archived podcast shows like this or mini mixes that we might put up. So we'll talk about that as well. So I told you the website. The phone number where you can reach us is 916-235-3832. Once again, it's 916-235-3832. Feel free to call us. You know, leave us a message. Hopefully you leave us the right type of messages. If it's silly or stupid, we're not putting it out there. If you want to be idiotic with it, you do so on your own time. We can trace everything back, blah, blah, blah. I don't feel like saying all that. Just, you know, keep it right, people. You should know this by now. You want to email us, it's whdm2012@gmail.com. Once again, that's whdm2012@gmail.com. And if you want to reach us in the Twitter world, you can reach me. I've gotten back into tweeting. So for my hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of followers out there, I apologize for the layoff. I didn't have a reason to tweet until I got back into the game. We're working on recording new albums, but right now the most important thing to me was getting this brainchild off the ground. As most of you know, I did work for KUMSFM.com, and before that I did freelance work on the side as a radio personality, so it's good to be able to give this back to my students. Bear with us because we're getting the content up. We're building the catalog. It takes time because the music that y'all listen to in today's time is filled with so much cursing and sexual connotations. It takes a while to sift through all of it, but we get through it as fast as we can. So please bear with us on that. Anyway, I digress. If you want to reach me on Twitter, you can find me at Monotone of MLS. It's all one word. No underscores or all that crap. It's just Monotone of MLS. And if you want to reach us directly via HDM, you can reach us at HDM_digital. Once again, that's at HDM_digital. Now, I'm going to throw it to some music. For those of you that were paying attention, I started the show with a song that I did for my boy Eddie Litnoff. For those of you that don't know Eddie, he was a student here. He was involved in a horrific car accident. Doctors gave him slight chances to pull through it, and needless to say, almost 2 years later, my boy he's getting out of it with flying colors. He's progressing. So Eddie, if you're listening, want to keep you in mind that, you know, we do stuff like this to honor cats like you, man. So you keep getting better. You're gonna have hard days, man. I get that. It's hard. The road to recovery is always hard. It's doing the hard things that makes you a champion, not the easy stuff. So Eddie, that song that I recorded last night for everybody was for you. I'm gonna play it again as we go into our break. So if you paid attention at the beginning, you heard it at the beginning, but this is actually a recording that I did last night and put it up online for our world here to listen to, our little universe here to listen to. So once again, this is Code Breakers. I'm your man, Monotone, host of it. And this is HDM, Highlands Digital Media. We'll be right back. I'm going to give you this track and maybe one more after that, and I'll be right back to we'll jump into some application type stuff. All right. Code Breakers. You are now listening to an exclusive mix on HDM Radio.
For every pair of lines I spit, I leave you paralyzed and bent, so clear a path. if you're not parallel to my paragraphs. Apparently, if they say I'm better than you, there's no reason for me to put myself on the pedestal. Moving forward ahead of you, like you riding a bike and you can't move till the pedals do. Nobody teams compare, but set off to get more fast. They need to pull the strings on the parachute. So stop the comparisons and compare it up under American soil. We can start with the letter U. S. Move for thought, thought for fucking in the wounds. And take a life for the Jews and the parachutes. The hood is out for dollar signs. We trade the heaven skies for a slice of the devil's pie. Tried to make it my downfall, but see, all I know is the tall audience's applause for the curtain calls. All the best now is spitting the truth. Why? Use a letdown like convertible. I see the mic and murder the booth. Nah, man, shilling precise like a snipe that's on top of the roof. Ha!
You love my style, cause I'm not what you used to. Caught in the matrix. It's out of hand, how the man gotcha. Yeah, my danger feel like rotten. You love my style, cause I'm not what you used to. Caught in the matrix. It's out of hand, how the man gotcha. Yeah, my danger feel,
yeah. Four finger ring rap, sling slang, Pharaoh the flow's good. You couldn't hang if you was Ving Rhames and Rosewood. Couldn't string together some shows if the one sang together was sold for you. In the UK with the dough's good. I'm Billy Joel, I'm really soul, Mike. Dust off some red vinyl that's really old. And chop drums on a roll while I'm shotgun with a wireless NBC 4000. I got one, I bomb cruise, I'm hot. I'm cool, the Top Gun, but not the Fonz of Tom Cruise I got. A pool of lyrical warning shots that you shouldn't respond to. Like pant legs around the ankles of hipsters. I'm tight, paint a more visual picture than Pixar. Get more hugs than Skeletor or Rip Fuel. While y'all bite like parasites and pit bulls.
You love my style, cause I'm not what you used to. I'm caught in the matrix.
It's out of hand, how the man gotcha. Yeah, my danger feel like rotten.
You love my style, cause I'm not what you used to. I'm caught in the matrix.
It's out of hand, how the man gotcha.
The flow is towing precision as an afro trim. All big letters, but it is an old acronym. Smack the thin grin off a chin for crack smoking. DDT the first bar, leave the track back broken. Chrome grown men doing business with Anglo-Saxon them. Lacking swing, but that banjo's so relaxing as the wax spin. Hacking axes in the wind, pretend it's just a pen. See if you could pencil them in. Tense, mention men are on a fence, thin sentences tens. The wheels fall off, then it's the end. Don't get keel hauled in, villain always been. Feel real, genuine ball skin. Not to call the whole crowd out, it's just a few trumps. They know who you are like a shout out. Place them in your loud mouth and taste them like a pastry. Waste of space, face hastily, bow out gracefully. Disappear, reappear, and disappear again. Villain not his hair, he's no Afro-American. If that's the case, he'd be a bald-headed African. Taking all the credit and jetted astral traveling. Turn a man into a mannequin for Aflackin'. And being tough acting, tin acting, bluff jacking. He wears a mask so when he dogs his face, each and every race could absorb the base in the place to be. Don't believe the hyperbole, it's like a murder spree. Get sniped verbally, beaten the head with lead pipe languages. For street cred, leave him for dead and anguishness. The slang suggests it was the guy in the glasses. He came to help the people with their minds in their asses. They set trip and get a grip like Spalding. These walls are thin, feel genuine ball skin.
It's Lachey here. Catch us every Wednesday on Evolutionary Beats.
Okay, so we are back. It's Monday night, Code Breakers. I'm your host, Monotone, here on HDM Highlands Digital Media. If you have not taken time to listen to some of our recent archives on our page, please do so. We're going to continue to play the episodes from last week, going into their new shows this week. That's how we like to do it. But we're going to archive the previous week's episodes and then play the newer week's episodes. So, for example, tomorrow, you'll hear my podcast of tonight's show playing throughout the course of the day at certain times in between our musical programming leading up to our show, That's What's Up, that premieres tomorrow night. And then when Wednesday comes, you would hear Code Breakers and replays of That's What's Up from this week going into Evolutionary Beats and The Real Talk and so forth. So we try to keep our programming consistent. I know some of you have said that you've logged in and you've heard the podcast playing. That's a good thing. Right now, we're in the process of recording our audio drops and commercials for the station. So until we do get that type of stuff in, it's We don't want it to be too repetitive. We do apologize for that, but we are listening to your comments and your concerns and your questions and suggestions all at the same time. Now, before I get into the lyrical component of what I want to talk about today, the song It Ain't Hard to Tell by Nas, I wanted to tell you guys that right now we're still having some technical difficulties, and one of my good friends is helping me to write the code where it'll allow us to listen to the live streams on our smartphones. But until then, I found a workaround. So check this out. It's real simple. If you have an iPhone or an iPad or an iPod Touch, all you have to do is download the Podcasts app. It's literally called Podcasts with an S. So download the Podcast app, and then in the search area of the Podcast app, or, you know, in the search area, in the search bar, it's like a little magnifying glass half the time, you know, private eye type thing, you know what I'm saying, the search bar. Click on that and just type in HDM. And when you scroll down, you'll see Highlands Digital Media, and you'll be able to subscribe to our podcast there. Also, if you've had any chances to listen to any of our other archived podcasts, we also have stuff posted on SoundCloud as well as Podomatic.com, which all link back to the iTunes account. So you can listen to our live mixes. You can listen to our podcast shows. They'll be up weeks, you know, whatever particular week we're on, that will be up and available for you on iTunes. All you have to do is have the podcast app if you have an iPhone, an iPod Touch, or an iPad. Now, I know what you're saying, but I don't like iPads, and I don't even like Apple stuff. I got an Android or a BlackBerry or whatever. They have this place called Google Play for you guys, right? And inside of Google Play, they have this app that will allow you to sync yourself to our show via the iTunes. You wouldn't even have to worry about it. It's simple. It's called IPP Podcast Player. Once again, it's called IPP Podcast Player. And I think what we'll do is sometime between tomorrow and Wednesday, we'll try to get those links up on the main site over at hhsdm.com. So you can just click on them and it'll take you to the stores where you can download them. Same thing, once you install that program on your Android smartphones, Metros, whatever you're using, all you have to do is type in HDM, scroll down until you see HDM Highlands Digital Media, and then subscribe to it, and they will automatically, every time there's a new episode, it'll come to your phone, it'll tell you to download it or stream it, and you always have us with you at all times. So we're going to try to make sure we have our content covered on both bases, the live feed and the podcast feed. So we want to make sure we have something for everybody at all times. So once again, if you're on an iPhone, iPod Touch, or an iPad, or an iPad Mini, any of them, all you have to do is download the application called Podcasts. Search for HDM Highlands Digital Media. Subscribe to us. If you're on an Android device or tablet, all you have to do is install the application called IPP Podcast Player. In the search field, search for HDM Highlands Digital Media. We'll come up. Subscribe to us and you're good to go. So we all have you covered now. You guys are able to listen to our content on your smartphone devices. Hopefully you're paying attention enough, and then spread the word, because we need to get all the downloads and live link plays that we can get, because we want our stuff to shoot to the top. You know what I mean? So we need you guys to do that. And if you have any questions or concern, or you just need some help troubleshooting it, go ahead and hit me up on Twitter, at Monotone of MLS, all one word, at Monotone of MLS, or at HDM underscore digital. Once again, at HDM underscore digital, and we'll walk you through it. Either myself or one of my illustrious staff members here, the kids that I have working with me are bananas. They do a great job. So that is your tech tip of the week. You heard it here first on Code Breakers. I like to give you guys my tech tips of the week, and I know not everybody loves the iPhone like I do. I used to do this segment called Why My Phone is Better Than Your Phone. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm trying to heal the wounds and mend the fences and bridge the gaps and make sure we got every basis covered. So once again, on the iPod or on the Apple domain, you want to look for in the Apple Store Podcasts. Download it, install it, look for us, search for us, HDM Highlands Digital Media. On the Android, BlackBerry side of the world, you want to download out of the Google Play Store, you want to download IPP Player or IPP Podcast Player is what it's called. Search for HDM Digital, Highlands Digital Media, download it, install it. Know what I mean? Now, I think what I'm going to do is get into some music, but the last song that you hear before I get back to talking to you is going to be Nas's It Ain't Hard to Tell. I'm going to edit out as much as I can. Once I've told you guys this before with all of our shows, sometimes we might, a word or two might slip by us. We don't do it on purpose. We're not trying to offend anybody. If we let something slip, we will catch it eventually. If we do and we offend you, we apologize for that. As I said before, it is not something that we do intentionally. This is Highlands Digital Media. This is Code Breakers, hosted by the one, the only Monotone here on HDM. We'll be right back. You are now listening to an exclusive mix on HDM Radio.
You're listening to HDM Radio.
All right, y'all, I'm back. And before I go any further with my show tonight, I want to take the time to thank everybody out there in Radio Land that's paying attention and listening to us here at Highlands Digital Media. It's a service that we provide for our students here. You guys have to forgive me. My allergies are horrible, man. This time of year is just disgusting for me. I know I can't be the only person out there, the only dude, excuse me, suffering from allergies, man. Tell me what y'all think about that. I wish I had a live call-in line right now. I let you guys call in over the line and you can tell me how much allergies get on your nerves too. I think I would rather have like picnic flies in my house for 3 hours over allergies. I would trade that in for some allergies relief right now, man. But beside the point, anyway, this is the part of my show where I get into anything, everything, the music news that relates to the world of hip hop. And I like to pull my sources straight from a couple of places. Today, I'm going to be pulling my information from one of my favorites, HipHopDX.com. Once again, HipHopDX.com. It's a good, pretty good site. They put a lot of news up, a lot of videos, a lot of singles break there. So a lot of times when I'm breaking new singles because I got DJ credentials, even though I'm not a DJ, a lot of times what I have is I'm involved in what they call these record pools. So people send their music to cats like myself to put on their shows or in their DJ mixes. So I get privy to a lot of music that way. But on HipHopDX.com, you don't have to be a DJ. They post it up there for you. But what they got up here on the front page, it's a few articles. I'm going to go through a lot of them. But the one I'm going to spend a little bit more time with is one that I got a little bit of more extensive background on it because I took some time to watch one of them Hollywood entertainment shows. My wife, shouts out to my wife. She likes watching them type of shows. So she had one on one night, and it was the most ridiculous, absurd interview I had ever seen from an artist. We'll get into that in a second. But anyway, like I said, so on HipHopDX.com, they got up some stuff in the news. First off, we got Wiz Khalifa, Burner, and Sketch Launch. They got a new clothing line called Freshco. It's spelled F-R-E-S-H-K-O, Freshco. Don't know how that's going to take off. I don't know, man. It might be some like hybrid of like skinny jeans and skateboard clothes for all I know, but you can go and check it out. They didn't put a link up for the line or the clothing line itself. I would Google search it or Bing or whatever you like to use, Yahoo, and figure out what you can find out about it. But Freshco is coming. I don't even know what the logo looks like. Probably on some old, I can't talk about that on air, but it's probably on something like that. You do the knowledge for yourself and find it out. My man Scarface, triple OGOGOG, ghetto boy himself. Scarface addresses biting in hip hop and he calls out trap music. Now, I don't know a lot about trap music. That's these you youngins out there, but I believe it's a trap music. What's trap music, guys? I got y'all in here with me. What's up? Come here. Anybody know anything about trap music? Trap music, because I need somebody come to this mic and tell the people out here about trap music. Like trap is in a bear trap type of music. Well, while they're trying to figure out what the heck trap music is, it says here, Scarface says today, hip-hop artists lack direction when artists like Dr. Dre and Marley Marl are no longer making music. In his third installment of his interview with Hard Knock Television, noted Houston artist Scarface addressed what he believes is a lack of originality when it comes to today's hip-hop. The rapper frequently used the term biting during his interview and even referred to trap music originator and Atlanta producer Shawty Red. Did I pronounce that right? Shawty Red as an example of an artist whose sound is heavily mimicked. And I quote from Scarface, for somebody to come out and make a trap beat besides Shawty Red, whatever his name is, the dude that originated trap music, if you are not him, then why are you biting his beep? I can't say that word because this is, we gotta keep it clean. Why does everybody record sound like one long song? Scarface question. Now, wow, that's, I like where he's going with that. I kind of agree with that to a degree. I mean, your music should be an eclectic collection of records. That's what an album is. An album is a collection of records. And each record should be different from the other. And I talk with my students about this often. Every time you record, you shouldn't be recording just because you got time in the studio. If that's your rationale for recording, then you're in this for the wrong reasons. When you record, think about it like this. A beat maker sends you a beat. And either one or two things should happen when you hear that beat. It should either hit you right away and you start writing because the inspiration has hit you, or you say, that's cool, play me another one. If you just snatch and take the first beat that comes your way, you're like a baseball player swinging at the first pitch that he sees, and half the time the first pitch that you see is nowhere near the strike zone. So you're just swinging. Every now and then you might get a hit, but most times than not, you're going to strike. So it's kind of that same mentality. So when he's talking about creativity and originality, I agree with him. You shouldn't have a collection of records calling it an album and they all sound like the same. Like he said, one boring, long song. There should be some switch up, some change up, some tempo pitches here, there. You should play with your vocals a little bit, switch your style maybe on a track or two. Those are the type of things. You know what? I don't even need to know what trap music is. I assume it's a derivative. Thank you for finding the information for me. I have my girl Lachey is sitting here in the background with me doing double duty, and I appreciate her. She'll get me some other information that I need later. But it's like I said, digressing, but it's like you don't want it to be one long song, because the attention. Okay, for artists out there listening, if you're a rap artist right now, I need you to pay attention to what I'm going to tell you. I know for the most part, radio is not what it used to be, but excuse me. Attention span has not changed, and it's only getting worse with the amount of self-medication that we do in this country now in today's time. So keep this in mind when you're making your songs and you're writing them with your bars and your hooks. If you can count a bar and a hook, keep it between 2 minutes and 30 seconds and 3 minutes and 30 seconds. That is industry standard. It hasn't changed. That's why when you listen to songs on the radio, they're not on very long. If you find a song that's on a long time, longer than 4 minutes, it is because it's being played at midnight when everybody's asleep and it's on that underground show. Or it's internet radio like what you hear here. Other than that, you got to keep it down because the attention span is not going to be that long. And then you have to have the right beat and the right subject matter to grab them. Okay? Other than that, it's going to sound like a long, boring, 1 hour and 15 minute song. And that's not what you want. That's why people fast forward through your stuff. I'm just saying, you know, maybe if you change up your cadences. I don't know what to tell you. Get it right, man. I was going to go through some more stories. I'll just preference them real quick. I didn't think I was going to stop on the Scarface when I seen it earlier. And then when I clicked onto the link, it actually got me where I wanted to. Hold on. You know, when you're online, they put these commercials and stuff up. So that's that one vitamin water commercial where they're on the airplane killing it. Doing that new dance fad thingy where they just wild out everybody. What do they call that thing? The Harlem Shake. Yeah, that's it. My kids, they know all that stuff. I don't know none of that. All right. The story that I wanted to talk about, I don't see it here. There's another one that I really like. For the record, if anybody's out there doing counting numbers, DJ Mustard signed with Roc Nation Management. Great. Congratulations, DJ Mustard. Rocky Fresh, the birthday tape, track list, cover art, download and mixtape stream is up there if you want that. Killer Mike and ALP announced their tour dates. I like LP. He's actually pretty dope. And Beastie Boys signed a book deal to publish a memoir. And I think that's cool. Those of us in the know, we know that if it wasn't for groups like the Beastie Boys, hip hop, rap music wouldn't be where it is today. And you can hate on them all you want to because they're white or Jewish boys, but, you know, they still did their thing. They was nice with it. But the story I wanted to talk about, wow, Raekwon, my Lord, you gotten big. Anybody seen Raekwon lately? Look like Sean Price. Are you kidding me? And LL, we're not going to talk about that, man. That dude, he had cosmetic surgery or something done to his body. That don't make no sense. But the one I wanted to talk about was that Ray J track that's coming out with the Bobby dude. It's called I Hit It First. Now, this fool right here, your boy Ray J is a grade A idiot. This fool was on one of them Entertainment Tonight shows trying to say that song, I Hit It First, had nothing to do with Kim Kardashian. He tried to downplay it like it had nothing. I'm gonna try to find that clip and post it online for you guys. It was ridiculously absurd the length that he went to try to say that it was not her, even in the lyrics. Even in the lyrics. Even in the lyrics. The lyrics, he talks about how she's with, who's she with, that Kanye West dude or something like that. Yeah, he makes references to Kanye West. He makes references to other things that he did with her. Even in the video, he's got this girl that looks like her. The artwork cover work is a picture of the Kardashian chick all pixelated out. Now, he claimed that in a week he was going to come back on that show and show everybody who the girl was in that picture. Right. Yeah, I believe that when I see it. The lady, the host, I believe it was Sean Williams, she asked him to look into the camera and tell everybody in the world that was watching the show that the song was not about Kim Kardashian. He wouldn't look in the camera, and he damn sure didn't say them words. So, you know, at the end of the day, who he was talking about. I mean, just claim it, dude. If you're going to talk trash about somebody, you want to talk trash about it, talk trash about her. It seemed to me like Ray J's upset that she's doing well with herself and she's dating other people. And he probably thought that after Chris Humphries, she wouldn't date anybody that was a superstar. And he's just probably mad because Kanye West's star is a little bit brighter than his. I don't know. Anybody out there still listening to Ray J? Huh? Kim Kardashian, well, we know she's pregnant. They're going to name the child like something weird. It's Hollywood types. They're going to name the child something weird like Handlebars or something. I don't know what they're going to name this kid, but whatever. I know, Blue Ivy, Red Ravine, whatever. It'll be something like that. My man Tone Davis, if you listening to this show, I am looking at a current picture of Raekwon. They're talking about the Fila album, and he looks as big as you right now, my dude. Very Sean Price-esque, very Donovan McNabb-esque. Only you would know what I'm talking about. Neither here nor there. This is Code Breakers. I'm your man, Monotone. When I get back, we're going to get into the bars of the week, which come from the legendary track, Nas's Illmatic, It Ain't Hard to Tell. We'll be right back. Code Breakers, only here live on HHSDM.com. Hit me up. You are now listening to an exclusive mix on HDM Radio.
Underworld evolution. Underworld evolution. Underworld. Underworld. Underworld evolution. Hardly disguised, and I'm light on my feet when I creep by surprise. This is how we do, hand in the whole nine. This is how we do, hand in the whole nine. This is how we do, hand in the whole nine. Hey, yo, young boy, just thanks for the beat back. But you're dealing with the legend back. But you're dealing with the legend back. But you're dealing with the legend, the hitman for hire, the best back. But you're dealing with the legend, the hitman for hire, the best back. But you're dealing with the legend, the hitman for hire, the best. I dead him, the rest go get him and bring him to me. They gonna honor what they owe, hip hop apology. Y'all scream out,
don't like him, cause that man's a beast.
Nah, son, my blood type's like my underworld evolution. Hardly disguised, and I'm light on my feet when I creep by surprise. My star status is sun. So view me on the rise as I light up the night off the belt. Underworld evolution. Underworld evolution. Hardly disguised. Underworld evolution. Underworld evolution. Underworld evolution. Hardly disguised, and I'm light on my feet when I creep by surprise. My star status is sun. So view me on the rise as I light up the night off the belt of Orion. And bang out these beats as I see in the sign. Your boys got skills, don't believe me, try them, huh? I don't give a damn about you clowns. I'ma rep it for the West and put it down for my rep. A rep it for the West and put it down. Undo. A rep it for the West and put it down. I'm rapping for the West and put it down for my town. I got game like Konami. Step to my plate, I won't hesitate to fold you out the game like Ogami, huh? You're not me, so put down the pen. In this Mortal Kombat, I Luke can't finish him. You're a deer in the crosslights. Quit with the beat, I'ma get on the track. Hit the mic, quit with the beat. I'ma get on the track. Hit the mic out my teeth. You about as soft as quiche. Head like Yoda. Did you not hear them screaming? Yo, Mono spits dope cut. Mono spits. space, mono space, mono space, dope space. I'ma rep it for the West and put it down for my town. I got game like Konami. Step to my plate, I won't hesitate to fold you out the game like Origami, huh? You're not me, so put down the pen. In this Mortal Kombat, I Liu Kang finish him. You're a deer in the crosslights. Quick with the beat, I'ma get on the track. Pick the mic out my teeth. You about as soft as quiche. Egg like yoked up. Did you not hear them screaming, yo, mono space, throw cuts. Get them hands in the sky. Better yet, throw them up. Mono space, mono space, mono space, throw cuts.
Get them hands in the sky.
Better yet, throw them up. I generate heat in my sleep when I'm unplugged. But you're dealing with the legend, the hitman for hire. The best, I dead them. The rest, go get them and bring them to me. They gonna honor what they owe hip hop apology. Now honor what they owe hip hop apology. Bad. Honor what they owe hip hop apology. Not bad. But you're dealing with the legend, the hitman for hire. The best, I dead them. The rest, go get them and bring them to me. They gonna honor what they owe hip hop apologies. Bad. But you're bad. But you're dealing with the legend, the hitman for hire, the best of dead.
The flow will break you down. I lose them, damn it, I lose them. I'm too faced, so call me Fuckle from Puffum. I got secrets, but I don't know, like Yoko. I'm on the move, I'm changing visions, blurry, so call. Changing visions, blurry, so call. Changing visions, changing visions, changing visions, changing visions, changing visions, blurry. Changing visions, blurry, so call me, I'm Quasimoto. Changing visions, blurry, so call me, I'm Quasimoto. Changing visions, blurry, so call me, changing visions, blurry, so call me, I'm Quasimoto. Changing visions, blurry, so call me, I'm Quasimoto. Yo, I'll switch up, pick up, switch up, pick up, switch up, pick up, switch up. Changing visions, blurry. Changing visions, blurry, so call me, I'm Quasimoto. Yo, I'll switch up, pick up, switch up, pick up, switch up, pick up, switch up.
Down, 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 down.
Changing visions, blurry, so call me, I'm Quasimoto. Yo, I'll switch up, pick up, switch up, pick up, switch up, pick up, switch up. With or without the hiccups, that's MCs quickly pick up. Then I freaks my foolish next time on the microphone, yo, creep it. And I freaks it, pick up, pick up. When I fix it with my drunk attack, I make it pips. But now it's back to the lagoon, way up since creek. And don't sleep when it's time to creep. We roll my deep in it, and I take your shit to kick off. If it's time to creep, we roll my deep in it. Changing visions, blurry, so call me, I'm Quasimoto. Yo, I'll switch up, pick up, switch up, pick up, switch up, pick up, switch up. Quasimoto, yo, I'll switch up, pick up, switch up, pick up, switch up, pick up, switch up.
Down, down.
The flow will break you down.
Down.
The flow will break you down.
You are now listening to an exclusive mix on HDM Radio. Okay, so I'm back. It's Code Breakers. Going into my last segment of the night here at HDM Highlands Digital Media. I love doing this show for you guys live and direct. I love having this this platform to speak on. And when I go into the lyrics, unfortunately, in the world of hip hop, a lot of the lyrics that we hear in today's time, they aren't really catered towards the Disney crowd. So I'm going to apologize now. I will do my best to refrain from speaking any curse words. And if I do, I will figure out a way to edit it. It's going to be hard to do it on the fly, but we'll figure that out. So when I'm reading through the lyrics, please don't take offense to me. I'm just literally going through and trying to break them down and finding the sweet spot of the lyrics where you get the most of the gem from it. And keep in mind, it sometimes that sweet spot might be very much past the PG, going into that PG 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 range. So, excuse me, try to keep it into that, you know, that scope and that focus as we go through it. So anyway, as a young artist coming up, I had the ability to live and grow up in an era of hip hop where it was probably at its purest form. No disrespect to where hip hop is now, but the era that I came up in of hip hop, it was really, truly at its most artistic form. That's just my opinion. I know there's plenty of people that will argue with me, just like there's plenty of people that will support that that statement. But for me, the Illmatic album, the Nas's Illmatic album, in my opinion, is in the top two of hip hop albums ever. Now, I don't care which order you put it in, and I won't tell you what I think the other one is. But right now, I will tell you this, that Illmatic is got to be in the top two of hip hop ever albums. Illmatic was an album that had 10 tracks on it, featured various producers from Q-Tip to DJ Premier, Large Professor. The production on it was just hands down one of the most phenomenal produced albums to date. The album itself had exactly one guest appearance on it. In an era where everybody has to have a million artists on each song in order to sell records, in that time frame, Nas stood out and he did an album with one guest feature from a gentleman named AZ. New York State, no, not New York State of Mind. What song was it? Gosh, I'm blanking right now. I don't have it up in front of me. What song was that? Give me a second. God dog it. I can't believe I forgot which song it was. let's see. They had the intro. God bless it. What song was that? I can hear the beat like it's nobody's. Can somebody look that up for me real quick? I'm gonna keep going forward. Somebody figure out. I can't remember what song it was on the Illmatic album that AZ was featured on with Nas. I want to say Life's a B, but I'm not sure. But anyway, we'll find it. So beside the point, the best song on that album, there were so many great songs, and we just talked about this. An album, 10 tracks, didn't sound like one long, boring track. They were all different, all separate, all beautiful in their own rights. But the one that stood out the most was the very last track, It Ain't Hard to Tell. Now, It Ain't Hard to Tell was very special for several reasons. I don't care who did it before, in my opinion, that was the best I've ever heard any Michael Jackson song sampled. There's a sample of Human Nature that is just ridiculous throughout this course of this song. The drums are ridiculously programmed. You can tell it's got that MP60 type swing to it. Okay, and I was right. Thanks, Blazing Bree. My girl Blazing Bree, I got the, well, I tell you, these girls are on it. I was right. Life's a B. It just took me a minute to get there. You can figure out what the B stands for. I won't say that online. So the track was produced phenomenally. The lyrics are incredible. They do preference, you know, certain things like smoking and that type of stuff. But the way that it is said, it's, you know, you can see the struggle of what this particular artist was going through. And I'm going to just read through these lyrics rather quickly. No disrespect to Nas. If I stumble over some of these words, please forgive me. But the lyrics are simple. Verse 1, it ain't hard to tell. I excel, then prevail. The mic is contact. I attract clientele. My mic check is life or death. Breathing the sniper's breath. I exhale through yellow smoke and Buddha through righteous steps. Deep like the shining. Sparkle like a diamond. Sneak a Uzi on the island in my army jacket line and hit the earth like a comet invasion. Nas is like an Afrocentric Asian. Half man, half amazing. Now that's just a brief portion of the first, you know, the first verse. And I know there's dudes out there right now listening to this show. We don't just have students per se, but we also have, you know, students of this game, other artists listening. And those of you that know this track, you were sitting at home reciting that with me right now. Matter of fact, even though you probably either heard it or missed it when we played this track earlier in today's show, when this is over, you'll go back and listen to it. I know you will, because I would. So, you know, it is what it is. I won't finish the rest of that first verse up. Let me move over to the second verse. Hold on, I gotta scroll down. I know it by heart, but I wanna make sure I read it the right way, because if I recite it from my brain, knowing it from heart, I'ma start saying certain words I probably shouldn't say in there. The Buddha monks in your trunk, turn the bass up, not stories by ASAP, place your loot up, parties I shoot up, nods I analyze, drop a jewel, inhale like the L, school a fool well. You feel it like Brill, it ain't hard to tell. I kick a skill like Shaquille holds a pill. Vocabulary spills. I'm ill plasmatic. I freak beats, slam it like Iron Sheik. Gem like a tech with correct techniques. So analyze me, surprise me, but can't magnetize me. Scanning what you're planning while you're planning ways to sabotage me. I keep it froze like something in your nose. Nas, I rock well. It ain't hard to tell. That's the second verse. Now, one of my favorite parts in that verse is when he says, I kick a skill like Shaquille holds a pill. Meaning very easy, because if any of you guys have ever seen Shaquille O'Neal or have seen him in person, he's got very big hands. I'm a big dude, and his hands make mine look like midget hands. So when he holds a pill, meaning a basketball, it's the equivalent of me holding a tennis ball. So he says, I kick a skill, meaning he kicks his verse, his vocal skill, like Shaquille holds a pill. I thought that was pretty dope. Vocabulary spills. I'm ill plasmatic. I mean, that was dope, meaning that, you know, he's ill like he's sick. I mean, like he's got the gift to spit plasmatic, meaning he's automatic with how he says his verses, his vocals. I thought that was a pretty good play on words. I freak beat, slam it like Iron Sheik. Now, some of y'all too young to realize that before it was WWE, it was called the WWF. And the Iron Sheik was one of the best, you know, wrestlers back then. We all had our favorites. Coco Beware, you know, the Ultimate Warrior, Macho Man Savage, Hacksaw Jim Duggan. But there was the Iron Sheik. And the Iron Sheik was, he was one of the dopest. He had this move. He had patented. It was called the Camel Clutch. And so, you know, for a lot of us young, a lot of us older rappers out there, we grew up on that stuff. And we, you know, we are all a product of the things that we've seen and we watched. So the fact that he paid homage to the Iron Sheik, he even wore them shoes. His wrestling shoes didn't look like the regular boxer wrestling shoes. His shoes curled up. You know how they curl up in the movie, them little Russian movies and stuff? The toes curled up. They was really pointy. They curled up like elf shoes or something. But it was dope to me. But I like that. That was one of my favorite lines. I'll get to verse 3 really quick, and then we'll get out of here. The rhythmatic explosion is what your frame of mind has chosen. I leave your brain stimulated. Brothers is frozen, speak with the criminal slang, begin like a violin, end like Leviathan is deep. Well, let me try again. There's so much in that that he's saying. I actually had to, I don't want to break it down my way, so I enlisted the help of rapgenius.com. The rhythmatic explosion, Nas is dropping rhymes so quickly. It's like he's dropping a bomb of rhymes, thus a rhythmatic explosion. I like that. The rhythmatic explosion is what your frame of mind has chosen. A shout out to the listener for choosing to listen to Nas's complex, clever rhymes. I like how they did that. I'll leave your brain stimulated. Brothers is frozen. Nas often writes lyrics that can be considered thought-provoking. Lyricist. His lyrics make you think. So your brain is guaranteed to be stimulated. Sometimes you'll find yourself in a state of amazement, frozen, because you are so focused on hearing every syllable that comes out of Nasir Jones's mouth. I like how that's pretty good. I like that. I speak with criminal slang, begin like a violin. Now check this out. A lot of people don't know this. Nas's father was a jazz artist. I did know this, but I'm getting reminded of it as I'm looking at this. The rap genius, Ulu Dara, has recorded with violinists like Cynthia Shoats, Charles Burham and Billy Bang. His dad was a legendary jazz artist. He did work with his dad later on, and I think it was three albums further. He did some work with his dad. In Like Leviathan, It's Deep Will Let Me Try Again. The Leviathan is a mythical monster. Well, it's not, well, it depends on how you look at it, but in Revelations, it's a symbol of the opposite of good. You can do the math for that. The final destruction of the Leviathan will herald the return of the Christ in theology. The line also continues, a string of references to Thomas Hobbes' masterwork, the Leviathan, which was written back in 1651 about the legendary sea monster Deep Like Leviathan. So, you know, as you take the time to go through this, I mean, the beat drops out, the sample drops out, and you get this heavy bass line running through the drum breaks. I dominate breakthroughs, giving Mike's minstrel cycles, Street's Disciples. I rock beats that's mega trifle and groove, but smoother than moves by Villanova. I'm still a soldier. You're still a soldier. I'm like Sly Stone and Cobra. That was one of the dopest Sly Stone movies ever. Sylvester Stallone did this movie years ago called Cobra. He was a police officer. He had this dope car. I mean, it was just one of my favorite Sly Stone movies. The fact that he referenced it shows that it was as good of a movie as I thought it was. My poetry's deep. I never feel Nas's rap should be locked in the cell. It ain't hard to tell. I love that. I love that. I love how he ends that bar. And then the way that it goes off, there's no hook. It just plays off with the da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da. And you just hear it, and you just sit there, and you say to yourself, when it's over, dang, I got to press play again. So, with that being said, I'm going to take you to a break. I think I will end the show by playing this song out. So, for those of you listening, you'll get to hear it twice tonight. Special treat here on Code Breakers. I'm just going to wrap it up now. I'm not going to go to music and come back. I'm going to end the show tonight playing Nas's It Ain't Hard to Tell. I want to say thank you to everybody out there listening to us, downloading our tracks, saying shouts out to my boy Eddie Litinov. If you hadn't had a chance to check out my track, I'm That Dude, I performed live. It is up online on our webpage. Check us on Facebook, facebook.com. HHSDM, I believe. Keep it locked into us. Twitter world, I'm at Monotone of MLS. Once again, that's at Monotone of MLS. Or at HDM_digital. Once again, that's at HDM_digital. Check out our website, Live Internet Radio, playing these shows, podcasted, and other DJ snippets and things of that nature that we can put in. You can catch us over at HHSDM.com. Once again, that's www.HHSDM.com, where we're always on. The minute you get to the page, if it's not playing, something's wrong. We'll fix it on our end, but you should hear a live stream regardless. So check us out. I just want to say, before I get out of here, like I said before, thank you. This is show number 2 under HDM, Highlands Digital Media, for Code Breakers. I'm your host, Monotone, a.k.a. Mr. Weaver. Keep us tuned in. Following my show tonight, you'll hear replays of The Real Talk, That's What's Up, and Evolutionary Beats. We're not going to play any replays of our sports network programming. We do that on Fridays because of the fact that the news for sports has already changed since the landscape has changed in a matter of days. So with that being said, this is Code Breakers. Keep it tuned. Check us out tomorrow. You'll hear the replay of this show around 7, and going in around 8 o'clock, you will hear the brand new episode of That's What's Up, hosted by my man Lucid with my boy Kyle here on HDM. So with that being said, I'm out. It's been wonderful as usual. I'm your man Monotone. Good night. I attract.
clientele. My mic check is life or death, breathing a sniper's breath. I exhale the yellow smoke of Buddha through righteous steps, deep like the shining. Sparkle like a diamond, sneaker Uzi on the Allen, and my army jacket lining hit the earth like a comet invasion. Nazis like the Afrocentric Asian, half man, half amazing. Cause in my physical, I can't express through song. Delete stress like Motrin, then extend strong. I drink my wet with Medusa, give a shotguns in hell. From the split that I lift in hell, it ain't hard to tell.